Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Well, hello there. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday to you. Reaction Monday here on the show. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland with you on this Monday. We will be taking your commentary, your calls. You can call us at 869-1240. Max Powers got that for us back in the studio. You can also reach out to us, of course, on all our different video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, all the places you can leave comments. If you're listening to us on the Odyssey app, you can leave us voice messages. We appreciate everybody tuning in to us as well on 12 News Connected. Lots of good stuff today, of course, as we put a Game 7 of the World Series in the books. We have a full day of NFL football in the books. We have a full day of college football in the books, and we're ready for all of it. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Let's not bury the lead here. I'm in my basement, and I'm staring at two Christmas trees that are put up. It is finally time. Max, I need you to bump out of these blocks with some Mariah Carey as we go.
No, okay, listen. I'm fine with Christmas trees, but Mariah Carey's most overrated Christmas song of all time. I'm not a fan of that.
I kind of agree with that, but it's the one everybody knows, so I went there. But it's Christmas time. We got ornaments on a tree. We're doing the rest of it tonight. We're all in. It's time.
It's Thanksgiving time. I brought that up to my wife after our conversation last week. I was like, you know, we could kids are off school today. I was like, we could. And she was like, absolutely not. I was like, oh, really? She's like, I'd rather leave it up longer in January. She's a big Thanksgiving fan. So I don't think ours is going to go up super early this year. But it is. We're getting into the holiday season now. We're through Halloween. Hope everybody had a good, happy Halloween. The weather was good. Lots of candy. Lots of good stuff sitting around the house now. Parents get ready to eat candy for the next 6 weeks or, you know, take it and donate it. But that's a lot. It's a lot of candy. Appreciate everybody out there. Despite we're told the insanely high cost of candy that nobody would be able to afford it this year, we all got it done. We all hung in there and had some Halloween anyway.
Hopefully that the chicken wing prices are in control by the time they get to the Super Bowl.
If I have to do one more cost of holiday story on the air, they're my least favorite probably. The cost of Thanksgiving this year has gone up $4.13. Like sound the alarm bells. Like we're not going to have Thanksgiving.
It's the best man on the street interviews. It's like, I can't do this anymore. I can't.
I'm convinced. Look, I don't like the rising cost of anything either. I'm like the next guy, but I'm convinced that no person in the history of American society has like canceled a holiday because the cost is up a couple bucks. That's not the thing we should be focusing on. It's every time we'll cue the alarms. We'll have it today. The cost of Thanksgiving is up on average per American, per family, $3.24. And then yes, we'll go through the whole thing. Why is that? Well, because cost of everything's up right now. It's a pain in the ass, quite frankly. But I think we're still going to have Thanksgiving, just like we still made it to Halloween, and we still had some pretty good candy in there. All right. I don't even know where to start today. Game 7 of the World Series in the books. The Dodgers take down the Blue Jays. I mean, I do know where to start, and it's where we'll probably spend a lot of time, and it's with the Chiefs yesterday losing to Buffalo. Josh Allen's dominance over Mahomes in the regular season continues. Now 5-1 through, you know, round 10 of the overall series. And probably, if you're asking me, there's a real good chance they'll get round 11 in the playoffs. That's just the way things have gone. And I think it'll happen. So we'll have lots on that. Of course, if you were watching Sunday Night Football, Jaden Daniels going down in a nasty injury to his non-throwing arm. He'll be done for the year. That was something that's topical here this morning because they were getting their butts kicked and he was still in the game. And now they've lost their quarterback for the rest of the year. So there's a lot to get to. The K-State Wildcats can't get it done against Tech. They hung in there for a while and then Tech pulled away at the end. KU gets a win. They're closer to a bowl game. There's a lot to get to. Oh, and by the way, we start college basketball this week. Welcome to November, everybody. Mm-hmm. Welcome to
November. I think we need to start with Friday night as the Newman Jets cover the spread against K-State. There's a 9-point game at the half. They made 13 three-pointers in the first half. It was nuts. Now, we'll start with the Chiefs-Bills. As you said, it's obviously the biggest thing. And it's going to bring a lot of hypotheticals, as it always does whenever the Chiefs lose, and a lot of questions about what went wrong. And frankly, as we went through it last night on Sports Sunday, there's a lot of questions about what went wrong, and a lot of them just tie back to the fact of, man, what Buffalo does well, they do well.
Yeah, and that'll be where we go in the next segment, where our next full segment. But yeah, there's a lot to take away from it, and there are concerns. Okay, I will downplay the loss to some degree, but there are a lot of concerns that come out of the game, and it's you can't ignore the fact that the Chiefs are 5-4 facing the schedule that they have to face this year. You know, if you can just guarantee me that they're in, then I'm not that worried about it. This was kind of the, if you want to host playoff games throughout, you have to have this one game. But we saw Indianapolis lose. Denver gets lucky again that CJ Stroud leaves that game, or they probably should have lost. But Buffalo now sits there, right? And so, okay, now you're for all intents and purposes, you're three games behind Buffalo now. You need to count on the Bills in that weak division losing three games the rest of the way. That's probably not going to happen. So that like of all the things that come out of that game, that's the one that sticks probably the most. The individual stuff in the game, there are a lot of concerns, but there are concerns right now that I think at least there's like an answer for the concerns that you can come up with. And we'll do that. We'll do that in the next segment. Did you catch Game 7 of the World Series, TJ?
So I had quite the experience of Game 7. I was in Manhattan for that K-State game and driving home. And so I fired up the YouTube TV app on my phone and just plugged it in and was listening to Joe Davis call it, basically, without watching. And was just kind of going on. And I was on the highway and I heard the Rojas home run. I was like, oh, this is crazy. And then I'm like nearly back to Wichita and I'm locked in. I'm like, Blue Jays are about to walk this game off. Like, this is insane. And I was like, it's Clements. He's going to do it. And I just hear a swing and a drive to left field. He runs him over. And I was like, what the hell is happening in this baseball game?
It didn't do it. It was a bummer. It was great. It was great. It was intense.
The one thing that I told everybody is if I was like, if it was a Royals in the World Series and I was covering the game and they lost that way, I don't know if I could have gotten on TV after that game. Like, I probably would have had to take the night off. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's not – I don't know that it's game six of Texas Rangers bad as a fan, but it was tough. It wasn't tougher – I don't know that it was much tougher than game seven in 2014 that the Royals lost. I was a reporter covering that game. That was hard.
That was tough.
But that one was different because you just felt like they weren't going to be able to do anything against Madison Bumgarner. This one, the Blue Jays, I mean, they had it.
The Blue Jays were literally an inch away from winning four different times.
And they had it set up the way they wanted it to be set up. But you get this unbelievable story from Yamamoto coming back into that game the day after he pitches. I love that the Dodgers just do whatever the hell they want. Like, they throw all that stuff. Shohei on short rest? Sure, we'll start him. Yamamoto pitched last night. Man, our bullpen's been terrible. It's game 7 of the World Series. What do we do? How about go back to one of your best pitchers? Like, at some point, you have conversations with these guys. I'm bummed that the Blue Jays didn't win that. But kudos to the Dodgers for putting it out all on the table, letting it all hang out. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk Chiefs. What do you think, Chiefs fans? Let us know. Video comments, your calls, welcome. We'll be right back.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you. We've got all kinds of football talk coming for you, getting you ready for the weekend. We've got World Series reaction. Josh Briscoe will join us in a little bit as well. It's all brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, featuring a hot link sandwich, split seared, served in a split top bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich now available at Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. Our thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up this morning. With the time change, maybe you don't need the coffee quite as much. Everybody reacting. A little bit sun's out this morning. Took me a minute to remember that we changed the clocks over the weekend. All right, TJ, Chiefs, Bills, Chiefs fall 28-21. Patrick Mahomes was under siege all afternoon long. Buffalo, it was well documented in the broadcast, made a concerted effort in the offseason to beat the Chiefs. And they knew they, in order to do that, we've seen it through the history of recent football, the way to slow down great quarterbacks is the pass rush. It's the reason the Chiefs lost a Super Bowl last year. And the Bills pass rush won the day yesterday. And that is the concern. Like, the Chiefs can still win a Super Bowl even if they don't have home field. I'm not, they're healthier. All of those things for the Chiefs are still fine and true. Oh, and by the way, they lose all of these regular season games against the Buffalo Bills, and it doesn't ever seem to matter. But the one thing that you carry over is the offensive line looked pretty bad yesterday. Like, they did not have a good game at all.
The thing for me is that, I watched it. I watched the first half. I had to, pick and choose some of the second half to watch and everything like that. And, I was like, the offensive line's not good today. And I was like, well, chalk it up to, no Josh Simmons and no Trey Smith. And I was like, wait, Trey Smith played. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit more cause for concern, I feel like. That's something that we've had the conversation the past couple of weeks about what it looks like without Trey Smith. And then when you get him back and it's the worst that they've looked, that's something.
I don't know how much of that had to do with Trey Smith, but you know that he's at least nicked up, right? Yeah. And he could miss time at any point. Jawan Taylor has to leave the game. We still don't know when Josh Simmons will be back. What was the strength of the team 2-3 weeks ago is not at the moment the strength of the team. Now, they'll have to overcome that, I would guess, probably for a little while longer until they can get everybody back healthy. The goal has to be now just get to the postseason with those guys healthy. But they don't have a lot of schedule relief, and the Bills, that is the ticket for the Chiefs. It's not like the Bills made some revelatory thing happen in this game. Oh my God, if you want to beat the Chiefs, you got to get to Mahomes. Like, that was the Chiefs' number one problem a year ago. And it's why they lost a Super Bowl. It's why they've lost both Super Bowls that Mahomes has been to, is because he's been under siege like that. And even despite all of that, they still, at the end of the game, were throwing Hail Marys to try and tie that thing up.
Yeah, the thing is it's just the inverse of everything that we've said that the Chiefs do well. Like, when they've got all these guys out there, Mahomes is really good when he has time to sit in a pocket for 6 seconds and float around, and then the play goes out the window and they improvise. You can't do that. I mean, Joey Bosa looked really good yesterday getting to Mahomes, around the left tackle.
Yeah, they had a lot of line injuries, too. Like, it wasn't like their regular unit either. Ed Oliver's out, is one of the best players in the league. Like, they're down some guys too. So it wasn't just like, it was really bad on the offensive line.
It's something to not brush over. That might be a thing. I think that we were at the promised land of offensive line's good again. And there's not much, I don't think that Josh Simmons is going to help Mahomes from getting hit 15 times. I don't know. I think the Bills might have just played really well yesterday.
They do that, and they're the Bills, and they're already one of the best teams. Like, the margin between the Bills and Chiefs in this dynasty is razor thin. Like, the playoff games that they've played are razor thin. It's not like in any other, the Bills would have Super Bowls if it weren't for the Chiefs, and they know that, and so of course they're going to get motivated for that game. But like, just in the short term, like, the panic level for the Chiefs, it's not because they lost to the Bills, and it doesn't even need to be a panic level. It's just, where is this offensive line going to go from here? When is Simmons coming back? It's no longer cute to get you know, frustrated with reporters asking about when is Simmons going to be back? Gets a rookie left tackle first round who's been really good, who has been gone for a while. So hate to tell you, Chiefs, you're going to get the question until he's back, because
they're going to get quite a few this week.
Is not good.
Yeah. They're gonna get a lot of those questions this week, I fear. That's going to be a big story after the loss that we saw.
It is what it is. Where is he? When's he coming back? How do you not know when he's coming back? Or if you don't know when he's coming back, that's a story. Like, why? Okay, you don't know when he's coming back. That's a problem. Because now, if you're down Taylor, your depth is gone. You know, they got dominated on the line yesterday. Mahomes was... I mean, he did not have any time to do anything in that game. And not being able to run the ball hurts, right? Like, that injury hurts, and it amplified. When is the trade deadline? Tomorrow?
Tuesday. Yeah, tomorrow at 3.
So that amplifies that a little bit. Like, what's Pacheco's status here? Because you can find a running back. Sorry, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is not going to be the answer. You can go get aggressive if you need to get aggressive. You're not going to find an offensive lineman, but you might be able to find. You know, you might be able to find a running back to add a little juice there, because if the line's not very good, remember, that was the Band-Aid a year ago. The Band-Aid a year ago was to run the ball more than they normally run the ball with that line. And that's how they figured out a way to win games. Now, that ultimately I don't think is going to be good enough, but, you know, when they are depleted on the line, you have to be able to do something else. And with Pacheco out, that's it. Rick says, he's talking about Simmons. His mom was almost dead. I don't know that that's true or not, but teams knew about this before the draft. The Chiefs care about him as a person. Of course they care about it. Nobody's saying they don't care about him for a person. Nobody's casting any blame on Josh Simmons whatsoever for being gone, but he's gone and they have to know when he might come back. It's not that he's gone. That's the problem. The problem has been that they don't seem to have any idea of, because they've got a trade deadline coming up. Like, they have to at least know, like, when might he return to the team so that they can make their plans? Because right now, the thing that he does for them is one of the most important things that is done on that team. It cost them a Super Bowl last year. So you just have to have a plan for his absence. And yesterday, the plan for his absence didn't work. So now what's the plan? Because when you get to the postseason, all the teams are going to be really good, and they're going to do everything they can to put pressure on Mahomes. So what is the plan to solve that thing? That's the only everything else from the game I don't really care about. I don't really care that they lost. It doesn't mean anything to them. Their chances to host throughout were pretty thin anyway. Now they're probably not going to happen. So what? Okay, now what? Now just be the best version of themselves. And I think that version is still plenty good to win a Super Bowl. So the outcome of the game doesn't really mean anything to me. It's just what happened in the loss. There is carryover stuff there that could be the thing that keeps them from a Super Bowl.
Yeah. The biggest thing to me, if you want to take anything away from the outcome, and I agree with all the Simmons stuff, by the way, obviously we're not trashing somebody for taking care of an emergency, and we've said that on the show and everything like that. So, but I agree, you need to figure out if you need to make a roster move, you know, if there's something that you need to do about it. But taking away from the outcome, I think the biggest thing, I agree. I think that you lost this game, you're not going to get home field advantage. You're going to find a spot in the playoffs and you're going to be happy with it. The thing is the AFC West race, because the Broncos win again, the Chiefs lose again, and that makes the next game on the schedule that much bigger, is that if you lose to the Broncos, you're not going to win the division.
Correct. Probably not. Probably not. The Broncos have been lucky a couple of times this year, last week included. At Denver, after the bye, Andy, week after the bye, I don't know what the look-ahead line on that game is, but I'm taking the Chiefs. I'll tell you that right now. Colts, I think that's more, honestly, I'll give the Steelers more credit. And I had been a little skeptical of the Colts, but I'm going to give the Steelers more credit on the Colts losing to Pittsburgh yesterday pretty gloriously. At the Cowboys is not going to be easy, but it's a good matchup. Houston is probably not going to be easy, but they probably, CJ Stroud should be back, but we hope, goodness gracious. And then you get the Chargers again, at the Titans, Broncos, at the Raiders. So they should be fine. Yeah, they need to beat Denver both times if they want to pass them. I just Denver, especially Denver without Sertan, they're not going to win 14 games. Like, they're going to lose some games. They should have lost yesterday, but they keep snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. I mean, victory from the jaws of defeat for sure.
Yeah, it's more so the fact of the bed that they've made, honestly. Like, the Chiefs are, you know, a couple of, like, what, three games below them? Is that what we said? And I think that the way that the Chiefs schedule sits out the rest of the way, like you said, there's not any that you can say they're going to win that game, and you'd have to hope
the Titans and the Raiders, they'll win those games. But,
I mean, two of the remaining 10, whatever, how many weeks we have left.
And they already have four losses.
I know, like, you're asking Denver to lose a few of these if you want to win the AFC West, which at the end of the day, if you don't win it, the streak's over and whatever. If you get in the playoffs, that's the end goal. But, you know, you want to win it.
What is – so, like, we're looking at 5-4 for the Chiefs. Like, what is the worst-case scenario they'll be allowed?
To get in the playoffs?
7-3?
Oh, Denver?
No, Kansas City. How many games do they have left?
Oh, the rest of the way.
They have eight games, so they will have – so I say 7-3. They'll have to go 5-3 to make sure they're in. And even 5-3 at 7 losses, 10-7, that's not a guarantee anymore to get into the postseason. I mean, it probably is fine. Probably. But it's not a guarantee.
So where are they right
5-3?
They're the 8 seed right now. So they're. Yeah. Yeah, but below, I don't know. It depends on what the Ravens do below them. It depends on what the Bengals do below them.
Ravens, like, the Ravens are probably going to win their division. We'll see what Pittsburgh can do. That was impressive yesterday by Pittsburgh. But you know, those two will I don't know what happens there. The challenge will be is if the Steelers are good, now the Ravens are another wild card team.
Exactly.
And so it's like, okay, there's them.
There's just not much chance on the, like, they're not going to play the Jaguars.
Found
again.
A way to win one, even though, and they get that just excruciating tiebreaker over you now. Like,
and you don't get to play them again. That's the other part of that. Like, you don't get to play them again. You play the Chargers once and you hope that that's good enough to do, but you're not going to play the Steelers. So
it'll be, it's not panic time. 5-3 is fine.
I got a little bit of panic. I got 1 ounce of panic.
I don't have any on that part of it. That part of it doesn't worry me yet. They lost to the Bills. The only inexcusable loss that they've had all year is the Jaguars. That's it. That's the only one where you're like, that is ridiculous that they lost that game. I don't feel that way about the Bills. I don't feel that way about the Chargers or Eagles when they were facing all the injuries they face. And other than that, they've not only handled business, they've pretty spectacularly handled business. So that part doesn't worry me. They get a bye week now. That hopefully gives them time to figure out what's going on the line. The part that bothers me is that flaw that cost them a Super Bowl last year was on full display yesterday. And the reason they've looked so good at times is because they seem to have solved that thing. The Bills just exposed you. And yeah, you're exposed because Trey Smith has a bad back and Juwan Taylor went down in the game and Josh Simmons hasn't been with the team. And that's the reason you're exposed. But until we have answers for any of those, that's the part that's going to concern me. Because when they get to the playoffs, if their offensive line plays the way it did yesterday, I don't think they're going to be able to get it done this year.
No. Yeah, I mean, that's basically, you know, the cliff notes that I wrote down of why they lost this football game is the offensive line. You know, they don't get to do the time that they've been able to – they don't get the time in the pocket to do what they do so well. And then on defense didn't play bad. But if you want to beat the Bills, you got to keep them off the field. Like, it's the same way you beat the Chiefs.
The Bills did what the Bills do, and that's run the ball like crazy.
And the Chiefs just, like – you just can't stop it, basically. Like, you can, they're just going to slowly drain you down and just keep picking up 5-6 yard gains with James Cook and Josh Allen, basically. And you just can't get them off the field. And, like, that's how they lost those two games. They turned it over 5 times in their 2 losses, and they didn't turn it over once yesterday. And that's just what happens.
The Chiefs haven't been that bad against the run in forever, like in years. So, again, like, do we look at the entire body of work and say the Bills just executed a game plan really well and ran the ball and controlled the clock and did all these things? Or is this a flaw for the Chiefs defense, which I thought it would be at the beginning of the year? You know, I was worried that they wouldn't be able to do some of those things that we've counted on the last 2 years, one of which is they don't let anybody run on them. I'm not ready to be just because we've seen how many games have we seen this year and that hasn't been a problem. So the fact that the Bills, who are great at what they do, got it done in one game. Okay. Tight ends have always been a little bit of a problem for the Chiefs. They just, it wasn't the best day at the office yesterday. It's fine for the most part. But there are things to now become concerned with in the big picture, because when it's the Chiefs, you're thinking about Super Bowls. Yeah. And there are things that happened yesterday that can't in the playoffs.
Yeah, the biggest thing for me is I'm not going to put much stock into what happened on the field against the Bills, because as you said, the Bills may have just game planned really well. The biggest thing for me that I'm taking away from this is the fact that the margin for error has gotten pretty small for the Chiefs. I think that's the biggest story going forward.
It's small if the offensive line is not intact.
It's small regardless. If you're at five losses,
I thought you meant within a game. I thought you meant, yes, the margin for error in the standing. Absolutely. Yeah, it is small. It is small. For sure. I mean, they don't play a soft schedule. Like, depending on what you think of Dallas, they're only going to have two games against bad teams. And while I don't think Dallas is great, they're not bad. They're especially not bad when they play at home. So like it's that part is a little bit true. I'll give you that one for sure. But the home field, like, we can stop thinking about that. That's gone. The good news is they still play the Broncos twice, and they play the Chargers again. So that's your good news if you're a Chiefs fan. But before all of that, you better figure out the offensive line. If you don't figure out the offensive line, they're not going to be good enough this year, especially now with the margin of error, like you talked about. Like that is the thing that will kill them. Mahomes is not 23 years old anymore. Kelce is on his last legs. Like, they just can't mask that anymore. They have to be better on the line, or all of these receivers we've been so happy to get back aren't going to have a chance to do their thing either. Mm-hmm. It limits their offense. It suppresses their offense. None of those deep balls looked very good yesterday. Like, they didn't really have a chance. It was just Mahomes heaving it on a prayer. It wasn't like designed deep balls, other than the big fourth down conversion. So we'll see. I think there'll be a lot to get to. We'll have Joshua Briscoe in next hour from the Chiefs Radio Network. We'll see what his takeaways are and how much he worries about a lot of this stuff. But we have lots of time to do it today. Plenty of time for your calls and comments. 869-1240 is the number that you can call. We've got a Monday Night Football game, TJ. I was wrong last night on Sunday Night Football with my first touchdown. I went Barner. And the hedge was Jaden Daniels. Barner was in position for it. They went somewhere else. It was going to be close tonight. I think we're going to go Jake Ferguson. The two tight ends are the ones that scream at you here, Trey McBride and Jake Ferguson. But I think I'm going to go Ferguson and sleep like a baby. Here we go. There's your first touchdown pick of the night for me. Those have been fruitful. I hope everybody made some money this weekend. I actually had a good betting weekend, other than the regular thing that's been good. It's just like in just some regular bets this weekend. So that was nice. College football, TJ. Texas Tech, K-State. Now, you were on one, whatever. What was that, Saturday night? The conspiracy theories and all the things at K-State as they lose a game and go into a bye week this week. It was a bummer. Look, I thought the game was okay. The final score was not okay, but K-State hung for most of that game, and then it kind of got away from them at the end.
It's true.
I know that's never going to be good enough for K-State, and it shouldn't be, but Texas Tech's really good when Morton plays. It's not all that surprising, but they're 4-5. They're 4-5. And that's tough. I get it. That's not up to the standard for sure. in a season where, I mean, like, Avery Johnson hasn't missed games, right? Mm-hmm. They haven't had Dylan Edwards, but we shouldn't sit here and say, like, there's not really an excuse. How about that for them being 4-5?
Yep. It's true. They just started off terrible, and they figured it out, and they looked pretty good all the way up until, you know, this week, and they still didn't look that bad. I think that there was, like you said, Texas Tech inflicted errors, that Texas Tech is so good at making teams make errors in. So I don't really know what to take out of it. It was a little bit of both. You know, I think if there was some things that were cleaned up on K-State's side, they could have had a better chance at it. But then again, I also was not aware. I understand that Texas Tech forced turnovers, but holy cow, they forced turnovers.
Is Jacob Rodriguez not your favorite defensive player in college football
it's
now?
It's nuts. It is insane how good he is at doing that.
He's wild. I think the thing to do going into a bye week, because we're a sports talk radio show and it's what we do, is talk about the future of K-State. They better do some things this year. When you look at what they've done, and I think Chris Klieman has done a good job before this year, they have won 8, 10, 9, and 9 games. Okay. I think you got to start there. That is good for K-State. They had a first place finish in that stretch. But if you do go wider, it's hard because their finishes in the Big 12, TJ, they've had a first. His first year, they had a third. Other than that, they've had a seventh, a fifth, a fourth, an eighth, and whatever else this ends up with this year. I have a hard time with the, like, what should the standard be? Like, what should good enough be? Especially in the Big 12, because there's not any teams, right, that are probably ever going to dominate this league like Oklahoma did for a long time. And Texas did a lifetime before that, back in the Mac Brown days. So I don't know, but I get the sense from you, who pays far more attention to the chatter of all of this stuff than I do, that there is some unease right now. And what I don't know is, and we'll just call it like we see it, is that because Colin Klein's going to get hired somewhere at some point, Texas A&M's really good, or is it because people aren't satisfied with the product on the field?
I think,
not this year, obviously, notwithstanding, but in general terms.
I think the main reason that everybody's got the chatter going is because they know that Colin Klein's about to get hired somewhere, and that he's out there and he's ready to be a head coach. And I think that that's what arises the blaze, and that's what arose all the conspiracy that I was texting you about and all that stuff. But I don't know. I think there's people that – I think the K-State fans don't understand, you know, what is a realistic expectation for Kansas State. And they should win Big 12 titles, like, and they should.
Yeah,
and they
absolutely
did.
They should.
Should they win them every single year? That's a tough ask.
No, it's not. Well, it's not going to happen.
This year is a letdown, and it's okay to have a letdown, but we had the conversation last week that college coach expectations are out the wazoo, and if you fire Chris Klieman, if you don't get Colin Klein, the chances that you get somebody as good as Chris Klieman are slim.
There's so many things that go into that. A, we don't know that Colin Klein would even take that job.
That's
B,
true.
We don't even know that Colin Klein wants to be a head coach in college. C, what are you going to – yeah, like if it's only him and you knew it was going to be him, that would be one thing, but that is a massive, massive, massive risk. I think that you have to take a step back. Kleiman's just 58 years old. Like, he's nowhere near the end. And I think when you're a program who has literally had one head coach in ever – that's been good. When you have one that's good, you have to be very careful what you wish for.
I agree. That's what
9-9 and 10 wins the last three seasons is good enough.
Yes.
Sorry, fans. Like, that's good enough.
And that is a couple bounces away from being in Arlington and all of those as well.
Correct.
Like, you're right there. That's where you're supposed to be. This year sucks. And I 100% agree. And you can whine and moan about this year because you can't. They aren't good as they should be. And that sucks. But you can't fire a coach over it. Like, that's just not going to help. Like, it doesn't help. Like, I'll put that on the record. If they fired Chris Klieman, the next year they would be worse than what they were this year. And I would put money on that. It's not going to happen. It's not going to matter. But that it's an insane line of thinking.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't think it's going to happen either. I think it'd be silly. And I just don't know how much fans really are like that, or if you're just capturing the absurdity of like social media.
I don't know.
The other thing that you have to consider in all of this, when you talk about the Klieman era so far, is they have had bigger recruiting wins than they've ever had before. Yeah. Whether you think that's Avery Johnson, whether you think that is the original Dylan Edwards, right? Which they lost. I get it. They just signed Lincoln Cure. That was the best recruit that school has ever had. And his brother plays at KU. So that wasn't just some, you know, hand me. That wasn't Dean Wade at K-State basketball, because, you know, his family has such a legacy there. No, Lincoln Cure's brother plays at the other school. So, like, they are doing all of these things. Like, their facilities are top-notch. Their NIL, by all accounts, is in great shape. All of these things that it takes to be successful in college football are in great shape there. So, you just can't, like, you cannot take that for granted. Ask KU. Look right down the road. We're not K-State is not the SEC or the Big Ten in a lot of those spots. You sell out every game. You have some great recruiting wins, and you have a coach that has taken you to 28 wins the last 3 years going into this year. And this year has 100% been a disappointment. There is no doubt. You cannot hang this all on Dylan Edwards not playing. Like, that's not going to be a good enough excuse.
Yeah. Like, let's be clear here, if there's anybody out there that thinks that we're not doing this. We aren't being complacent with saying, oh, well, you know, this is going to happen sometimes. It sucks. This is not supposed to happen. Yeah, and there's probably going to be a lot of changes.
We thought there was going to be a playoff this year.
There's going to be internal changes. Like, I don't know what that's going to mean for, you know, there might be coordinator things. There might be player development things. There may be something that's going to go on behind closed doors inside the program, but like, it sucks, but you can't just do what LSU does and just fire a coach like that. Like, you can't, it's not going to happen.
It doesn't make any sense for it to happen. It's nonsensical to do things like that. There's buyouts, there's, you know, what the grass is almost never greener on the other side. Like, it's silly, but it's a conversation people are having. And there are some things that, if no matter what happens down the stretch, Avery Johnson's future, Dylan Edwards' future, yeah, those are going to be the regular college football uncomfortable. And I get it. I need K-State to make sure whoever is running the offense next year is put in place solely to put Avery Johnson in the NFL. Like, that should be the sole, because that's going to make their team better. And Avery Johnson is playing better.
He played good on Saturday.
He had a couple picks, but it was good to see the athlete Avery Johnson come back, because they had to have him. I mean, the running game was him. And we knew that. We knew that they weren't going to be able to just line up and run the ball with Jackson the way that they'd been able to do on some teams, because nobody does that to Tech. Tech's got a top 10 defense. Like, that was never going to happen. And they have some of the best linebackers that you'll find in college football. Like, you're not just going to line up with Joe Jackson and have a great day on the ground. And so Avery Johnson stepped up, and that's what had to happen. Just, you know, it wasn't enough. And that's fine.
Yep.
But they're 4-5 now. They got to get there where they're trying to get, which is a bowl game at this point. They go to the bye week this week, and then they have
Oklahoma State at Utah and Colorado. So you should, in theory, beat Oklahoma State and Colorado. It should be fine. That may be enough. You might be playing in the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, but you'll be in it.
Who cares? Doesn't matter at this point. Just got to get there. Utah on the road. I mean, that's a good game to get up for, right? Yep. That's a good game to, you know, to want to go win, because it's fun and wacky. But I flashes of last year's trip to the state of Utah kind of come into my head a little bit. The Oklahoma State game's on the road. They clearly are playing a little better. You know, they did a pretty good job against Kansas. But let's not overreact here. This has been a bad year for K-State. It's the first bad year in a long time. Mm-hmm. And just like everybody chill a little bit and let's see what happens here. Let's see what happens down the stretch. Let's you know, watch a recruiting class. Let's do all those things, because on paper, as long as they're not poached away, the things that got us really excited about this year are back next year.
That's the biggest. That's the biggest thing. If you want to talk about the future, you probably start thinking now about who's coming this offseason and how do you keep them away from, you know, number two and number three and number zero. Keep them.
NIL is how. And confidence in the coaching staff. And obviously, they have confidence in Chris Klieman. They went to play for him in the first place. But you got to make sure, I think, those coordinators are receiving that same amount of confidence. All right, we'll come back. More on the Chiefs in the next hour. We'll look around the other things we saw in the NFL as well. A lot to get to today. We start college basketball this week. It's all coming. Stick around. We're there.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.